I suppose, Brendan, we heard from Kieran McDade there. You know a lot about Termin. You were grouped together, so you were when the draw was done and you went to the Burn Road and lost on that occasion. So you know a lot about them, and I suppose you know about the side and what threats they bring come Sunday.
Definitely. Oisin, very, very impressed with them on that day, particularly their two front men. Like, I think they shot the lights out that day completely. Like, I think they got 4-11 out of the 4-14. Like, so we've a lot to curtail. McDade is doing a very, very good job there, and he's just on the right path, as I say. And we know that we need to be at our very best to come out on the right side on Sunday.
Yeah, but after that defeat, you've responded well because you won every game since that, and you came through a very tight semi-final against Mallon to make the decider, Brendan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but sure, what else do you do when you lose your first game? You have to put everything to the last game. So now, I think I've said it before on another program that we could have went out in that group stage just as handy as prevailing because of the quality we were playing. Like we'd Termin, who was in Division 1 next year, and then we had Mallon and Bundoran too, both Division 1 sides, and then Burt as well, that we found very, very hard to get over. So we definitely regrouped well, and we just... Listen, we just got over the line in the end, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned there that you're going to have to put in your best performance to beat Termin. Are you going to have to better any of the performances that you had this year in the championship if you feel your side's going to go over the line, Brendan?
There's no question about that. There's absolutely no question about it. You know, we've been just enough fun games. Like, I don't think there are a lot of these games as you look back in, and we're looking back and footage and that, you know, there's like we came over them, but we need to be at our very, very best to beat Termin on Sunday, and we realise that, you know.
Yeah. But there's other nuggets of things that you pull out as well, Brendan, and obviously defeating the 2022 decider at the hands of Dunloe. I'm sure that's not sitting well with the players, and it's something that they want to make up for.
Well, that's only natural. That now, I wasn't involved that time myself, but look at here, them boys know right well that they didn't perform that day, and it, I'm sure, like, they had a good look at it. And so what do you need to do? You need to look back and reflect on it. And because the most thing about that performance, remember, is that we just didn't perform. You know, I think it's only 4 points we got over the course of the game. And look, you're not going to win no county final scoring 4 points. And them boys would have been hurt from that. But so maybe, listen, maybe you have to go through that pain and you have to learn from it to move on. Like, and maybe that's the process that we're on.
Yeah. Is your squad different much from that time, Brendan? Have you lost many players over the course of the period?
We have lost a fair bit. There are a few lads in Australia there. Ryan Gillespie is in Australia, and Paul Cunningham is in China. And there's one or two that moved away as well. I think Finn Galler was with us that time as well. He's over in London. Like, but look at this. Like, our club is the same as every other rural club. There's ones coming and going all the time. And, you know, over the years, you know, we've lost ones and we didn't gain much. But, you know, there's always ones coming through at underage. Like Shane Callan is freshening up the team this year. He's only a young lad coming on as well. Like, so look at how the spine of the team is probably the same. Maybe plus a few faces, maybe minus a few faces, you know.
Yeah. And obviously having a county man in your ranks in the form of Aaron Doherty can pay dividends on a big day as well if he can get going. But the flip side of that is sometimes these county players come in for special treatment on the big occasion. But Aaron's there, but there's other players around him too that can really put in a big shift here and cause problems for oppositions, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Aaron is a great lad, but like, I mean, I treat everybody the same in the squad. Like, Aaron comes in and he does his job. But, like, I mean, every time we go out onto the field, we're not relying on him because there's 14 men along with him out in the field on any given day. And Aaron likes the responsibility of being a county player. He thrives in that, and he's a great player, and he's having a good season. But there are other lads there as well, putting in a huge shift as well. Like, and I like to call the team a big squad effort from, like, there's 4 or 5 men on the bench as well, ready to come on as well. Like, so it is really, really a squad effort, and Aaron is obviously very, very important to that squad.
And Brendan, there's been a huge buy-in from the current group that you have, because getting these guys together to prepare for a final, or indeed for any game in this championship, it has proven difficult, but you have found a way to do it. So you have, Brendan?
Well, we have, but we're only doing what every club does. Like, you know, I know most clubs that have men away from home, you know, gather wherever suits to get our training session in. And like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's needs must. That's what we must do to get over the line. That's what we're going to do. Like, you don't leave any stone unturned when you're going to a game like a county final. And the lads embrace that. Like, you know, huge credit has to go to these boys that are willing to do that. And, you know, some of these lads have their homes made in Dublin this last number of years, but they're still willing to come down and play for their club. And that's great to see it, and long may it last, you know.
Yeah. Football, of course, is important on the pitch, but it's also important to the parish and the local communities that are in the South Donegal area. And unfortunately, there's been a tragedy this week, which is related to the parish that you're from, Brendan. So when times like this happen, it's about the GAA communities coming together in the area.
Absolutely. You know, this news coming through here in the Cherokee area that a lad in the locality was killed out in Australia, and I just wanted, on behalf of the club here and on behalf of the senior team, to send on my sincere sympathies to the families. Families are well known in the area, and like, it's just when it comes to things like that, it's only a game of football at the end of the day, and we're putting everything into that, but there are more important things out there in the wider scale of things. So once again, I just want to give on my sincere sympathies to the family, to the lad concerned.
You have obviously played big games, Brendan, this year in Division 1. You got a taste of action against some of the bigger sides in the county. And obviously, if you were to win on Sunday, you're going back into the senior ranks. And Glenn hasn't been there for a very long time, since 2009. So it must be, 15 years now at this stage. If you were to get there, how important would that be for the club and for football in the area?
Yeah. Of course, it's important, but it's just as important to determine that they would like to think they're a senior side as well. Like, we haven't played a senior in a long number of years because we haven't earned the right to be there. You have to earn the right to be there, and by doing that, you need to win these championships. So, look, I know we're playing our level at the intermediate for quite a long time, and the boys are pushing to get up to senior. But that's when it comes, when you're good enough, and hopefully come Sunday we're going to be good enough.
I suppose the fact that Termin beat you earlier in the campaign, they'll probably be seen as favourites. But the underdog tag finally, Brendan, I'm quite sure you guys will be happy enough with that going into the game.
Yeah, we certainly are. We're just going about our business as normal. You know we had to be at our very best. We know we had a very, very tough campaign in the league and championship. Like, every game we played was, sometimes we've got a couple of floggings down along the line as well. But like, we learn from them. We're going to put nothing to lose. The boys are enjoying it, and look up here. May the best team win.
All right then, Brendan, many thanks for joining us on the Score programme tonight, and all we can do is wish you guys the best luck of the weekend.
Okay, Oisin, thanks, mate.